This level of excitement should be banned from any sport. This is another Ryder Cup report from my sofa, where I find it quite impossible to relax. You'd think that if you put your feet up here on a Sunday afternoon and don't have anybody shouting around you, that you can just have a calm time. But look, I can just tell you, those of you who are not actually watching this right now, that listen to this in the height of the winter. This is just stunning stuff. You know, we have a 15th hole where people are having to have a go at driving it in one. We've got a par, I even forget what it is, 16th. We got a 17th, which is a par 3. And then we get to this extraordinary 18th. Now, we have had the Europeans do amazing things in the last 3 minutes. We've had that extraordinary Spanish hippie, cigar-smoking Jimenez, sink a monster and basically stuff the Americans out of the hole and go in one up. I think with only two holes to play. We've had the Molinaris crack one of them. I haven't even figured out who's who. Hit the ball onto the hole, get down in two putts and win that one. And we are now, I think we've got two more matches going down the last few holes. At this stage, the Europeans, I think, are one ahead. And one match, I'll tell you this much, one match, Stuart Sink is, who is my guy? I'm backing Sink to save the Americans from falling down the sink. Sink is a tough cookie. Bald and all as he is such a tough cookie. Wonderful golfer, astonishing temperament. He now is made of the kind of rocks that you get in the Grand Canyon. I rate him extremely highly. I reckon he will at least get a half against the Molinaris. But this is, I have to say, this is Monty's day. I mean, he was the man with the furrowed brow. He's been the man who's always been a difficult old personality. Now, hang on, here comes a ball. This looks like it's going to the right-hand side of the green. No, it isn't. It's going dead straight in the centre. It's come down. That's a European 20 feet from the hole, right of the hole as he's looking at it. These television shots, which get you looking right down on top of the ball, certainly give me the impression that the ball is going to go flying right through the green and carry the whole green. And then they plop 20 feet from the flag. Now, after Jimenez, we now have an American who's swinging into this ball. And, you know, I'm so excited, I can't even remember who it is. Maybe I'll tell by his swing. Now, he's pushed it out to the right. That does not look so great to me. That is not so great to me. Where's that gone? That has actually gone. Oh, he's been very lucky. He's come up in between. This is the golden boy. He's come in between the two bunkers. Mind you, he's worse off in between the two bunkers than he would be in the bunker, because these guys are inclined to sink the ball out of the bunker. Here we have another American. This is the left-handed Watson. I remember when Bob Charles was an oddity back in the 1960s, winning the British Open as a left-hander. Now, look who is, even that wonderful Canadian is out there. This looks a good shot. This looks like it might just hold the green. No, it hasn't. Watson has just lost it into the bunker on the right-hand side as he's looking at it. So, look, it's Spain about to win this match, I have to say. Meanwhile, we go back to a calmer situation where the match is evenly balanced on the 16th. Par 4 hole, Molinari's second shot. That looked a bit heavy to me. Let's see how it does. I hate to say I told you so. It's a little bit short. It's come up. Tiny little bit of... fell back into the bunker on the right-hand side of the green. All right, just to give you the idea. Here's Poulter, one up on the 15th. A dreadful position off his drive. I wish I'd seen it. He's chipped onto the green. That'll be lucky to hold the green. No, he's done it well. He's come into 6-7 feet. No, that was good. These greens are holding the ball very, very well. Of course, they've had so much rain on them. He wouldn't have dared play that shot if the greens were dried out. Now, we've seen almost nothing of Poulter. All the excitement has been placed on other players. Now, here's my man, Stuart Sink, all level, second shot into the 16th. Looked very much like about a 5-iron. Stuart Sink. My God, my skybox is about to go into standby. Stuart Sink is coming directly at the hole. And then the sky information came straight in front of the hole. So all I can say is that Sink has to sink that to win the hole. Mickelson on the again. Thing about the 15th green is that rather than the balls run straight down off it, it slightly turns up, so you hold the ball a bit. So there we are, right in front of me. I see Europe 7, USA 6. But it's difficult to keep track of even what you've noticed a few minutes ago about what's going on. There are remarkable shadows on the green. It looks like a big feudal castle with a parapet on top of it. So here we are. That's it. I'll only just turn myself into a fool getting excited. I don't think I have time to talk to you about the bunker shots. But we will. I think we now have a European ball nestling down what must be very wet sand. There's about a 6-foot lift to get the ball onto the green. And we're just having a look at Hansen. Hansen, who got an extraordinary 3 back at the 15th, who's just about to climb down into this bunker and try and come out of it with a long bunker shot, which must be a good 35 yards on the 17th. So he's got not only to get the ball up in the air, which is hard enough, but not, I mean, these guys are experts, but he has to get some length into it. So this is going to require him to hit this ball very, very hard, I would say, because it isn't going to run very far forward if it goes very high up in the air. He's come through it. Of course, he knows what he's doing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, look here, I give up on the old commentating. This guy has just done brilliantly. He's coming to about 4 feet. So there you have it, folks. You can see how easily I am impressed. I'll give you the very last one on the 15th hole. You have Mickelson putting from about 5 feet. And he's gone by the hole on the left. Now, you just can't do that. Mickelson. You just can't do that and hope to survive at this level, Phil. You just have to sink those. The really great, great players like Woods and Mickelson have not impressed on the green this week. We now have long shadows and sunlight over the green. You can just, those of you who will have seen some of it, will know how beautiful the course looks when it's not absolutely pouring down on top of you. Here we have the young American superstar, the guy who's done so brilliantly, who has never won a tournament in the United States, about to chip from between the two bunkers. Delicate little shot. He's had 4 practice goes. Dead short wedge. He's not going to take it back far. Brought the ball up, chipped it. It's run on. Coming out of rough like that, it is going to run. He's gone on about 6 feet past. But there you are. It's all hotting up here. It's, I'm finding it, my heart is beating on the sofa. In fact, I'm so excited, I'm going to hold on a second and give you Ricky Fowler, third shot on the 15th from off the green, down the hill. Done very well. If it was in a stroke play competition, you'd say he's terrific, he's got his par, saved it. But this is match play and pars are not good enough. I'll give you the very last few seconds before my 10-minute audio runs out. This is one of the Molinari's third shot on the 16th out of the bunker. Oh, that's a superb little thing. That was a really little thing. Okay, talk to you later.